Lesson 5. The cow. Every boy and girl knows the cow and likes to hear about her. A young cow is called a calf, and the male of the cow is called an ox or a bull. The cow has short straight hair all over her body. There's a tuft of long hair at the end of her tail, with which she drives away the flies. Most cows have horns. Some of them are straight, and others curved. You may have seen cows using their horns to drive away dogs that tried to bite them. When they do this, they put down their heads and rush at the dogs, trying to toss them in the air. The horns are hollow and are made of the same kind of stuff as our fingernails. Now, look at the hoof of the cow, and you'll see that it's split or cloven. The cloven hoof is really two hooves, which are the strong nails of a cow's toes. The cow has four toes on each foot, two long toes in front, and two short ones behind. Have you ever seen a cow eating? If you looked into her mouth, you would see that she has eight sharp cutting teeth in the front of her lower jaw, but in the front of her upper jaw she has no teeth. She has a hard pad there instead. The cow takes the grass between this pad and her front teeth and tears it off. Then she swallows the grass without chewing it. When the cow has eaten a good deal of grass, she lies down and begins to chew the cud. This means that she brings the grass up again, a little at a time, out of her stomach into her mouth. She chews the grass well, this time with her broad back teeth, and then swallows it again. This time, the grass goes into another part of the cow's stomach. The cow is of great use to us. We like to drink her milk, and we like to make some of the milk into butter and cheese. After the cow is killed, she's also of use to us. Her flesh is very good for food. The flesh of the cow is called beef, and that of the calf is called veal. The skin or hide of the cow is made into leather for our boots and shoes. The horns are made into combs, spoons and cups. Buttons and the handles of knives are also made of cow's horn. The fat of the cow, called tallow, is used for making soap and candles. Even the cow's hair is of use, for it's mixed with the plaster which is put on the walls of our rooms. The hair holds the plaster together and keeps it from falling off the walls.